Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 24th day of Nisan, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masecht Nazir, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Aleph. We have a long Mishnah here, but an interesting one, and we're going to talk about Sfeik Nazirus, where people are in a Sofik if they're a Nazir or not. How do they handle the Karbonis involved? Shnei Nazirim. There were two people that both took upon themselves to be a Nazir. Sha'amar lahen echod, one, a certain person came to them and told them, Reisi echod mekem shenitma, I saw one of you become Tomei Tumas Meis. Ve'eini yodeya eze mekem, I don't know which one of you it was, but one of you definitely was Tomei. And this takes place in Rishus HaYochid, a private domain, which means Sofik, Rishus HaYochid is Tomei. And the Nazirim don't know what to answer. They're not contradicting it. If they would contradict the person, then they don't have to worry about it. But they're agreeing. They're saying, yes, we don't know. So how are they going to handle it? One of these people, one of these two Nazirim, is a Nazir Tomei, and one of them is a Nazir Tar, but each one doesn't know who they are. Megalchim. What they do is, after they finish their Nazirus, they shave. How can they both shave is an interesting question, and that itself, because there's a halacha, when you shave, you're completely shaving, right? They cut up all around the hair, or even the payas, etc. And if they're not really a nazir, how can they shave nazir tomei? How can they shave their hair before they bring their kabonis? The Gemara explains that it could be we're talking about women, or it could be we're talking about ketanim, minors, that their father made them be a nazir, imposed a nazir on them. Whatever. But leaving that aside, they shave their hair, umevin korban tumah. And then in partnership, they bring a korban tumah. What does the korban tumah comprise of? Two birds, two turtle doves or two pigeons. One will be a chatos, one will be an oila. And they bring a lamb for an osham. The korban tara, in addition to that, now these are the korbanos that one would bring if one was Tomei as a Nazir, if a Nazir became Tomei. But then they would also bring the Korban Tara. They would bring the Korban that a Nazir does bring at the end of his completion of his Nazirithood in a state of Tara, which is a lamb, a female lamb for a Chatos, for a sin offering, a male lamb for an Oila, and a ram for a Korban Shlomim. Now, they've got these two sets of korbanos, the korban tumah and the korban tara. Ve'omer, and one of these two nazirim, says as follows. Im ani hu atomei, if I was the one who became tomei, korban tumah shali, then the korban tumah is mine, the korban tara is shalach, and you've got the korban tara is yours. V'im ani hu atar, and if I'm the one who's tar, and you're the one who's tomei, then korban tara shali, the korban tumah shelach. The korban tara that we're bringing is mine, and the korban tumah is yours. So this way, the tomei person has definitely offered his korban tumah, and the Torah person has offered the korban tara. They've made that condition. So it doesn't matter that they don't know which one was tomei tara. That's fine. But then, the sofrin shloshim yoim, then they start both counting their nazirus again from afresh. Let's assume that there was just a default nazir, which by default is a 30-day period. Same thing would apply, of course, if it was longer than that. Now, what happens now is they count the new, a fresh set of 30 days, umevin korban tara. And then at the end of this second counting of 30 days of nazirus, which they've kept in a state of purity, they bring this korban tara between the two of them. Ve'omer, once again, one declares to his friend, Im ani hu atomei, if I were the one who was tomei the first time round, the korban tumah that we offered, shali, is mine. The korban tara and the korban tara that we offered then, 30 days ago, shalach, is yours. Ve'zeh, and this korban that we're bringing now, korban tara is my korban tara that I need because the last one I brought was the tomei one. But if I was the one who was Torah in the first place, I was never Tomei, then Korban Tara Shali, the Korban Tara that we brought earlier on 30 days ago, was mine. The Korban Tumah Shelach, the Korban Tumah that we brought then was yours. V'zeh, and this one that we're bringing now, Korban Tarosach, will be your Korban Tara. This is a good solution. No one ends up paying extra money in their Korbanos. But they're just that they are obligated to keep precisely the rules of a Nazir for two periods instead of one. But in terms of cost of Korbanos, they've really shared it between the two. There's no extra that they had to bring. But this is all possible if they're both alive and you can make this condition. But what happens, says the Mishnah, Meis Echod Mehen? What happens if one of these two Nazirim die before they brought the Korbanos? Now, there's one Nazir now, the surviving Nazir, who doesn't know if he was Tomei or he was Tar. And he can't make a condition for his Korbanos, because who's he going to make the condition with? Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua suggests what he should do is as follows. Yevakish echad min hashuk. He should go and find someone out there in the marketplace. Sheyidor kenegdo benazir, who should become a nazir, take upon himself to be a naziris. V'oimer, and then he should say to him, to the person who's agreeable to become a nazir like him, im tomei hayisi, if I was tomei and I had to bring a korban tumah and to start my Naziris right from the start, then Hari'ata Nazir Miyad, I want you to be a Nazir immediately from now, from day one, you are a Nazir. So that the Korban Tara that we will bring in 30 days will be yours. Vim Tohar Hayisi, if however I was Tohar, and I never was Tameh, and I have to bring a Korban Tara, then I don't want you to start your Naziris now. Hari ata nazir achas shloshimim. I want you to have a delayed start. You will become an Ozir 30 days hence, in another 30 days' time. And then this person from the market that he's taken, that is agreeable to do this, will actually count two sets of Naziris out of doubt from the Suffolk. He doesn't know which one because it's conditional upon the fellow who's making the condition. And then what they do is, V'sofrin shloshim yoim, they count 30 days from the day that this person who came from the market agreed to become a Nazir. Umevin, and between the two of them, they bring Korban Tumah, the Korban Tara. They bring a set of Korban Tumah and a set of Korban Tara, as we said before. The Korban Tumah will be consisting of two birds, one Ebuchados, one Oila, a lamb for an Osham. That's the Korban Tumah. The Korban Tara will consist of a lamb for a Chatos, a male lamb for an oila, and a ram for a shlamit. And then the following condition is said. Va'omer, and he says, Imanihu atame, if I was the one who was tame, and therefore your Nazirus applied first time round, and it's now finished, now it's the end of the Nazirus, so you need a Korban Tara, Har Korban Tumah Shali, the Korban Tumah that we're now offering is mine, the Korban Tara Shelach. Again, the Korban Tara is yours. V'imani hu hator. But if I was the one, the original fellow, the two of us when we were alive, if I was the one who was Tor and I never had to bring a Korban Tumah, then, as per our condition, your Nazirus has not started yet till now. And therefore, Korban Tara Shali, this Korban Tara that we're offering now is mine, the Korban Tumah b'Safek. And the Korban Tumah that we're offering is in a state of Safek. And as we've said, a Chatos Ha'oif, a bird Chatos, that's why you bring a bird Chatos is allowed to be brought in Safek in a case where you're not sure if I need a Chatos or not. Can't be eaten. Normally Chatos eaten. This can't be eaten, but you can offer it. What do you do with the Oila of the bird Oila? That can be offered as an Adava, as a gift. What about the Osham? The Osham, you can't bring. You can't bring an Osham as a gift. But that's fine, because the Oila and the Osham are not going to stop the Korbanos. It's still a Nazir who was Tomei. Once he brings his Chatos, he can already start counting again. Then, once they've done that, they count the second set of 30 days. V'sofrin shloshim yom, they count the second set of 30 days. And Umevin Korban Tara, they will bring only one set of Korbanos. This will be a proper set of a Tara set. Va'omer, and the person, the Safek person, the Safek Nazir, the one who was a Sophic Nazir became Tame, turns to the fellow who's been so helpful from the market, and he's coming out from the market, and he says as follows: Imani hu hatame, if I was the fellow who was Tame, and therefore your Nazirus started already in the first 30 days, then Korban Tumah Sheli. The Korban Tumah that we offered 30 days ago, there's mine. That was mine. The Korban Tahara Shelach, and the Korban Tahara was yours. You're done. You finished your Nazirus then already the first 30 days, and that Korban Tahara that we offered then was yours. The Zeh, and the one that we're bringing now, Korban Taharos, it will be my Korban Tahara that I need for my second period of Nazirus, which I now count in a state of Tahara. V'imaniyo atohar, but if I'm the one who was Tahar, then, and if I was the one who was Tahar out of the original two, and I never needed to bring Korban Tumah, then Korban Tahara Sheli, then 30 days ago when we offered a Korban Tahara, that was mine. The Korban Tumah b'Savik, the Korban Tumah we offered then was really in a state of Savik. V'zehu Korban Taharasach, and this Korban that we bring now, the set of Tahara Korban, will be for yours because you have now completed your Nazirus. But this really relies on the endurance of this fellow that he's come from the market to keep two sets of Nazirus and to go ahead with all of this, even knowing that only one period of is going to be a proper Nazirus for him. It's only counted as one Nazirus because it's a Sophic. And indeed, the Mishnah continues to say, Amalei ben Zoma. Ben Zoma turns to Rabbi Yeshua and he says, who is going to do that? Who is going to listen to this fellow to take upon himself to be a Nazir for two periods and only get counted as one because of a Sophic? Who's going to do that? You're not going to find someone to do that. Ela bat, says Ben Azai, I suggest, Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma suggests, I think you should do the following. That this fellow should do the following. If any one of the two, the original two, dies, maybe then the other fellow, the surviving Nazir, should bring chatas ha'oif. He simply brings a bird chatas as a korban because in case he was tamei. V'oilas behema, and he brings an oila, which is an animal, one of the korbanos of Tahara, in order to do the haircut, the first haircut, to do the megaleach, the tiglachas ha'tahara. V'oimer, and he says, without any other person, he doesn't have to take another person, he simply says as follows: Im tamei hayisi, if I was tamei, and I was therefore chayv to bring a korban tumah, ha'chatos mechavasi, let this chatos be my obligatory chatos. V'oila nadova, and the oila will be a gift. And this is the reason that he only brings an oila of an animal, because an animal can be offered as a gift. You can't do that with an osham. With a shlomim, you can't do that, even though normally a nazir has to bring a shlomim, but you can't offer a shlomim as a nadova, as a gift, if it's a shlomim nazir. V'im tohir ha'yisi, if however I was tohir, and I never needed a chatas, ha'oila mechevasi, let this oila, let this animal as an oila that I'm bringing now, be my obligatory offering for the teglachas atara, which any nazir who's tohir has to bring at the end. But v'hachatos b'sofek, this chatos that is here is only going to be a sofek, but I still need to bring the chatos and the shlomim as of an animal, or still need to bring a chatos and a shlomim later. V'soifer shloshim yom, he now counts another set of 30 days, assuming it was all 30 days. Umevi korban tahara, and now he brings a korban tahara, all three korbanos, the chatos, the oila, and the shlomim. Va'omer, and he now declares, Im tamei hayisi, if I was tamei, and the chatas of a bird chatas that I offered 30 days ago was what I was meant to offer as a tamei, as a nazir that became tamei. Ha'oila harishayin on nadava, therefore the first oila that I offered there was a nadava because I couldn't offer it as obligatory because I was tamei. V'zoi, and this oila that I'm bringing now, choiva, is part of the obligatory korban as a nazir now that is tohar, like the chatos and like the shlamim. V'im tohar o yisi, but if I was tohar, and I never needed to bring any chatos for a tamei as a tamei nazir, then ha'oila harishayin achayva, then the first oil I offered 30 days ago, that will be the obligatory. I've done my chiv there for the oil. Vazoi, but this oil that I'm bringing now, in part of this Kovan Tara, is really an adava. It's just a gift, which you can do. You're allowed to give a gift as an oil, as many as you like. Vazeh, and the remaining two animals, the chatos and the shlamim, Sha'ar Kaboni, will be the balance of my korban for my first Nazirus. Because I've already offered the oila, now this is the balance of the korban that I have to bring. So, in this way, says Ben Zoma, I've succeeded, or the man has succeeded, in bringing all the kabonis except the osham. The osham cannot be brought in this way. You can't make a tanah like that in osham, but it doesn't matter because the osham does not stop him being doing his karbonis. He's still allowed to finish off his naziris. Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, Nimtzot, it comes out, according to Ben Zoma, that this nazir will be bringing his karbonis piecemeal fashion. Zeh may be karbonis b'lachatzoim. That this was nazir will bring karbonis. Why? Because, as we just said before, if he was tahor, then the oila he offered 30 days ago had done the job for the oila. And now, 30 days later, he's doing the chadas and the shlomim. This is piecemeal fashion. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says, almost as an objection. But nevertheless, the Mishnah concludes, Aval hoydoloi chacham leben zoma. The chachamim agreed to Ben Zoma that he is able to bring his karbonos in piecemeal fashion, and there's no problem with that. The Gemara actually asks about Rabbi Yeshua's objection. What's the problem about bringing in piecemeal fashion? Who cares? If a nazir brings his korban oila now and the other korbanos 30 days later. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yeshua was only saying this to sharpen the minds of the students. He knew that this was not an objection at all. He only did it just to sharpen the students, to say that, look, if our great teacher Rabbi Yeshua can say things like that, we should not be ashamed or embarrassed about asking things and saying things when our friends might think it's crazy what we're saying. That's how some of us are saying what Rabbi Yeshua really meant to say. And he didn't really mean it as an objection. Mishnah Beis. As an introduction, the Kati tells us, gives a beautiful introduction to this, and he tells us, a metzora, a person who has tzaras, is sitting outside the camp until he's healed. And those days that he's outside the camp, he's called Yemei Gomroi. It's called the days that he is a Metzora Gomor, a complete Metzora. After he's healed, he brings two birds and he does the steps of purification. He shaves all his hair, all over the body, goes to mikveh. Afterwards can come back into the camp. But he must wait 7 days and then do a second haircut. But this haircut again is all over the body. So he has two haircuts. The days between these two haircuts are called Yemei Sofroi. They're called the days of counting. Counting 7 days. 7 days after between the first and second haircut. After the second complete haircut, or shaving of all his hair, on the seventh day, he goes to mikveh. Day later, he brings his karbonis. Now, until he brings his karbonis, he can't eat kodshim. Can't eat any of the holy sacrificial meat until he brings his karbonis. Metzora is therefore called one of those who are mechusrei kapara, lacking a kapara. They need to bring their karbonis, not because of a sin, but to complete the taharat kodshim. This is very different to a nazir who became tamei, who must also bring karbonis, but he's not called mechusrei kapara. He's not lacking kapara. And as soon as he's had the ashes of the parduma sprinkled upon him on day 3 and 7, he's allowed to eat kodshim, even though he hasn't yet had his karbonis yet. He is not a mechusrei kapara. As an extra introduction, or a further introduction, we need to know that a nazir who had tzaras during his Nazirite period, the days of counting, that seven-day period that he counts, the Metzora counts, and the days that he was decidedly a Metzora are not counted for his Naziris, but they don't undo any previous days he's counting. He's not chayv to bring the Tiglachas HaTumah, as it's called. He's not chayiv to make that haircut that one does when one is tamei. And another halacha we need to know is that can a nozir shave his hair if he's a metzora? And the answer is yes, but only if he's definitely a metzora. If he's not sure, a sofik metzora cannot shave if he's a nozir. If he's a sofik metzora, he's not sure if it's saras, but he's a nozir, he cannot shave. And the last introduction is that the one haircut cannot serve both as a nozir's haircut and as a tzaras haircut. And the tzaras haircut must be before the Tiglachas HaNaziris. After those introductions, we can now launch into our Mishnah. Short Mishnah, but requires this introduction. Nozir. Person who became a nozir, let's say for 30 days, nozir stam, shoyotomei besofek or muchlet besofek. He's not sure if he became tamei through a dead body, which would require the restart of the Naziris. He's also not sure if he's a metzora, an absolute metzora muchlet, as we call it, and now become healed from his tzaras. He's now healed, but he doesn't know, was he a metzora muchlet or not? What do we do? Says the Mishnah, Oichel bakodshim achar shishim yoim. He will be able to eat kodshim, the sacrificial meat, after 60 days. Two sets of 30 days. Let's see how that's calculated. The explanation is as follows. He has to get tohar, he has to get pure from his tumas mace. Because from the sofik tumas mace, he's not sure. Now normally, you'd be able to shave straight away, but he cannot shave straight away until he has finished 30 days of his Naziris. Because he might be a Nozir that is Tohar. And as we said before in the introduction, a Sofek Tzoras cannot override Naziris. If a person's not sure if he's Metzor or not, he cannot shave while he is a Nozir that's Tohar. So he first counts 30 days. When those 30 days are over, then he can shave. But that shaving, that haircut, could be one of three haircuts. It could be that he was a nozir who was tohir, and therefore this is a perfectly good tiglachas atara, as we call it, the haircut done after tara. It could be that he was a metzora, a definite metzora. This would therefore be his haircut after his Yemei Gomrei, after he's decidedly become impure as a Metzora. And he would then have to, normally, he would shave on day 7, his second haircut, become Tohor, and the next 8 day he brings his Kabbonis. That's if he was not a Nozit. And then there's a third possibility. Maybe he was not a Metzora, but maybe he was Tomei Meis. Not a Nozit that was Tohor, maybe Tomei Meis. And if that's the case, this would be the first haircut of a Nozir Tomei. It would be called Tiglachas HaTumah, which would require him to count another 30 days for the Naziris and estate of Tara. And so that's exactly what he has to do. In case he was a Nozir that became Tomei, he now needs to count another 30 days and have a second haircut. When we say haircut, we mean body haircut, all over the body. And therefore, it would come out. If he was a Metzora, this would be his second haircut. And after he would tovel, he could bring a korban of a Metzora, and he can eat kodshim. And that's why the Mishnah says he can eat kodshim after 60 days without any problem. Why? Because even in the worst possible case that he was a Metzora, he's already counted 30 days. He's already had the first haircut that a Metzora would normally have. He's done the second haircut again, 30 days apart each one, because of the issue of a Nozir. And even if he was a definite Metzora, he's cleared the path. He can now eat kodshim because he's no longer Mechusre Kippara. He's no longer lacking a Kippara. But that's all as far as eating kochim. Yes, he can eat kochim now after 60 days, and that's what our Mishnah means by eating kochim after 60 days. He's counted 30 days, had a haircut, counted another 30 days, did a haircut. He can eat kochim now without any fear, even if he was a Metzorah. If he was a Nazir, well, a Nazir, well, there was never a problem about Kabbanah. A Nazir is not Mechutz Kippora in terms of kochim. But what about the restrictions that a Nazir has? He's not out of the woods there. He still has to keep the restrictions. He cannot yet drink wine or become Tomei to a mace because he needs another 2 periods of haircuts. Why? Because maybe he was Tomei mace and also a Metzorah Mukhlat. He might have been Tomei mace, but also a decidedly Tomei leper or Metzorah. And if that would be the case, then the haircut of the tzaras is going to be all right for the tzaras, but it won't serve to be the haircut for the tumah. As we said in introduction, you cannot use the same haircut, the same shaving of the hair, for 2 purposes. If it's for the tzaras, then that's it. It's all the tzaras. It can't count for the tiglachas of a tumah of a nazir. And therefore, after the 2 haircuts, 30 days apart, he's now 60 days later, he needs to count another 30 days and do another haircut in case he was a Nazir that was Tomei. That would be the Tiglachas HaTumah. But maybe he wasn't Tomei Mace. Maybe he was a Metzorah Mukhlat. Decidedly a Tomei Metzorah. The first 2 haircuts would have therefore been for his Tzaraz. He would have had to count another 30 days for his Nazirus of Tara, because the days of in between and the days of counting for a Metzorah don't count for the Nazir. So now he needs to count another 30 days, do the 3rd haircut, which is a Safek Tiglachas Tumah Tiglachas Tara. He doesn't know. He might have been Tomei Mace. And if he was Tomei Mace, as well as the Metzorah Mukhlat, then that 3rd haircut serves only to be a Tiglachas HaTumah, a haircut done as a Nazir that's Tomei. And therefore he needs a final set of 30 days for Nazirus Batara, to complete Nazirus state of Tara. He'd shave and then he's all right to drink wine. After 120 days, says the Mishnah, V'shoyse yayin u'mitame l'meisim, he can drink wine and become Tomei for a mace, Acha Meva Esrim Yom, after 120 days, after he's completed all 4 haircuts, each one at the end of 30 days. The first 2 sets of haircuts handle the tzaras. They get rid of the tzaras. The first tiglachas of a Metzorah and the 2nd haircut of a Metzorah. The third set of 30 days he did, in classing he was a tiglachas of Tumah. The 4th one would be for the Tiglachas HaTara, finally to finish off the Nazir. And the Mishnah concludes and says, the reason for this complication is, She Tiglachas HaNega Doichol Tiglachas HaNazir Bizman Shehivadai. Because the shaving of a nega, associated with the Metzoras, can only override the prohibitions or restrictions of a Nazir when it's definitely a Metzorah. Only then he can do it, even during his Nazirus. Abul Bisman Shehu Sofek. But if the time when you're not sure if he's a Metzorah or not, he doesn't know if this Tiglachas is necessary, therefore, Eina Doicha, it will not override the Isser of a Nazir. A Sofek Tzaraz will not override the Isser of Nazirus. And that's how we get to this 4 stages of 4 haircuts that are required in this case, and 4 sets of 30 days. If it was a year that he made it was a Nazir, it would be 4 years involved. And that's how we explain the Mishnah.